You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And welcome, everyone, to our Bleacher Report NCAA Digital March Madness Men's Basketball Breakdown of the AP Top 25 with a little sprinkling in of my Power 36. So the latest poll is up. And I have to admit, a little surprising right off the bat, because I'm seeing this, as you are, in real time. So no problem. Love the top two, Purdue and UConn. Right off the bat, they got it right. I know UConn fans would like to see UConn leapfrog Purdue, but you could argue that Purdue's playing just as well. Hopefully we'll find out if they can play each other at some point later in the season in March or early April. So you can see the vote total is pretty close. Fine at the top two. Houston leaps back up to three after winning Virginia. Understand. What I don't see here, and I will scroll down if I can. I got the top eight here. So what I don't see at, let's see where they come in here. I'm waiting. Where is, wait, come back up. If I have my producer, come back up. There they are at five, excuse me. Arizona, if we can come back up to the top. Arizona should be three, okay? Arizona should be three instead of five because Arizona, in back-to-back weekends, had significant victories over Indiana and Las Vegas and at home against Tennessee. I know that's not a true road win against Virginia, and Virginia was at four. Houston leapfrogs them. I get it. Amid all this, Houston had lost, okay, the previous week to Alabama on the weekend. So here's a full picture of the AP Top 25. The way I see it, it should be Purdue, UConn, Arizona, Kansas, which just beat Indiana, okay? Then after that, you know, no problem moving up Houston. I wouldn't slide Virginia too far back. I think I had them at eight. Alabama needed to drop a little bit more, I thought, from nine after losing, you know, obviously a very good Gonzaga team, which now moves up to 11. But it's the fact they gave up 100 points to Gonzaga in Birmingham. So it's a neutral court, but not a neutral site in terms of crowd. So there's no question that it should have hurt them a little bit more. My number five, okay, after that top four I just rattled off for you, was UCLA. UCLA, which checks in at 13, was five in my poll, okay, five, because they had an unbelievable week on the road at Maryland. I know Maryland had been struggling, sold out Xfinity Center. Great win. What never was a game. Dominated them. Then, on Saturday, I was there, and they beat Kentucky, held them to 53 points, I think, so under 60. I think Maryland only got to 60 at the end. So their defense was phenomenal. Jalen Clark did a great job. I love Jaime Jaquez and Tiger Campbell, the way they're playing right now. So I had UCLA at five. So I think they're way too low at 13. think Duke is too low at 14. I like Mississippi State in the middle there, undefeated. Like that one a lot. Let's go to the back part here. Love seeing Marquette and Arizona State in this poll. Correct move. Right on, AP. Marquette beat Notre Dame, and they've already got a win over Baylor. Arizona State, only one loss. They just beat Creighton. Auburn, I'm sorry. You got to get out of the top 25. You're out. You just lost to Memphis. Is your best win right now Northwestern by one? You're out of the top 25. See ya. Kentucky at 19, I'm okay with. Indiana 18, even after losses, I'm all right with that. You know, it's interesting that Ohio State got bumped because of a Pete Nance shot. They played great with a double-digit lead in an unbelievable atmosphere at the Garden. You see below me here those results. That game was one of the best games I've seen in a long time, 89-84. That was an overtime, Carolina over Ohio State. Carolina feels back to me. So the question is, where is North Carolina? They've won a couple in a row, and they just beat Ohio State, which was ranked, in overtime at the Garden. I think Carolina should be in the top 25. They're playing much better. They had a little bit of a skid. Schedule didn't help. So you see those results I just referenced, all of them on your screen. The other schools in this list I have no issue with. Baylor got a scare from Washington State for a little bit on Sunday night late. But otherwise, I'm okay with this grouping. A school that's not in here that I think needs to get in there is that New Mexico, undefeated right now in the Mountain West Conference. So there's no question that I think they should be ranked as well. So just a quick recap before we go to our questions. I think Purdue 1 is tremendous with UConn 2. You want to flip them, that's up to you. Right now, those are two of the best teams in the country. The other teams that are playing the best basketball right now, and to me, would be 3-4. Arizona, if you've watched Arizona the last two Saturdays, against Indiana in Vegas, home against Tennessee, you cannot put Arizona in the top four. I mean, you have to have them in the top four, excuse me. Phenomenal play right now out of Arizona. Kansas dominated Indiana. They are playing like a top four team. I would have at 5 UCLA. After what they did at Maryland and beating Kentucky, as you see there on your screen, 63-53. They held Maryland to 60. That was a true road win. Blew them out. Game was not even close than 27 points. And then Houston, after their road win at Virginia. Remember, Houston lost to Alabama, which then Alabama, in Birmingham, lost to Gonzaga, who's starting to play much better basketball. Drew Timmy was my National Player of the Week with the play that he had, the production he had against Alabama and Birmingham. My team of the week was UCLA after what they did. No question. And again, I reinforce this. I think North Carolina should be in this poll. That was one of the best games I've seen in a long time. Unbelievable atmosphere. A little behind the scenes, I made a switcheroo. I was supposed to go to Indiana, Kansas. Late Thursday night, I said, you know what? I don't have a great feeling about this game, how competitive it's going to be. I got to get to the Garden. I was in Chicago for the Big Ten Network. I switched my plans. I made the right call. So thank you for the support for NCAA.com to help endorse on that. Right call for that doubleheader. Unbelievable game. Carolina, Ohio State, and then Kentucky, UCLA. Great atmosphere. Loved it at the Garden. All right. Mississippi State still undefeated. So you got undefeated teams, Purdue, UConn, Mississippi State. The other two are New Mexico and Utah State, and I think New Mexico should be in there. Utah State's played a soft schedule, but they're still undefeated. Ryan Feathers, you're upset that Arizona has no bench? You know what? You don't want to play Arizona. The two teams at the top right now, Purdue and UConn, if Arizona which remember was coming from Maui when they lost to Utah. If everyone is healthy and playing well, Purdue and UConn are the two schools that have the bigs to match Arizona right now. So we'll see if that holds, but I feel comfortable saying that I could see Purdue, UConn, and Arizona all playing in Houston. I mean, those are the three I feel the most comfortable with right now. And we'll see about the other four. So that's my three of my final four right now. So, you know, biased ball fan says Tennessee's best player didn't play. Hey, it was a good game. Tennessee's good. That's why we got them. How does Gonzaga jump Baylor when they lost head-to-head? Okay, this question comes up a lot. The head-to-head matters in that week, okay? That was 3 weeks ago in South Dakota. Close game. It doesn't, I mean, it matters, but this week, Gonzaga had a much better win than Baylor. Gonzaga winning in Birmingham against Alabama is a better win than Baylor beating Washington State in Dallas. You can't just deal with a head-to-head earlier in the season and say, oh, that team should be ranked higher. Because if that's the case, where is Texas Southern? Texas Southern beat Arizona State. Arizona State's 25. Where's Texas Southern? Where are they? You know, UCLA lost to Illinois. They're 13-16. Why? Because Illinois since then lost to Penn State. UCLA just won at Maryland, which by the way, beat Illinois. So context matters. When we do these rankings matter. Seeding is a different animal, okay? I'm not worried about Alabama's seeding. They've got great wins. So Jay Kilroy 3 says, Purdue does not deserve to be number one. Oh, slow down there, man. A, look at results, okay? Have they had close games lately at Nebraska and against Davidson? Yes. Did they win? Yes. Found a way to win. Two, that was a true road game at Nebraska. And look, true road game at Butler. UConn played great. In Portland, you cannot compare what Purdue did to win a title versus UConn. I'm not trying to diminish UConn's championship. I was there. I saw it, okay? But Purdue had to get through West Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke. And UConn had to beat Oregon, Alabama, and then Iowa State. Good games, but not the same that Purdue had to get through. Where would I rank UNM? Somewhere in the back of the top 25. Richard Pitino doing a great job. That was a really good game Sunday night if you saw it on FS1. TCU should be higher. Houston looks tough. Yes. Where would I put UCLA? I said 5. Let me go to some of our other questions. So we've answered the UCLA questions, Gonzaga. You know, no UNLV from Ivy Sports Fan. The reason there is they lost to San Francisco. Bama was robbed. They're at least 6 or 7. Did you not see they just lost to Gonzaga? Should USC be ranked? I have them in my Power 36, so they should be somewhere in a poll. Virginia Tech, I have also in my rankings. When do I think UAB hits the top 25? It's going to be a while, maybe. You know, is Auburn overrated? Maybe. I mean, you know, their best win right now, I'm trying to think. They lost to USC. Maybe someone will help me out here. I think it might be the Northwestern one. Mississippi State and Chris Jans just did a column on that as well, on their undefeated season. He did a great job in New Mexico State of always playing up and working the transfer portal and getting guys to come together in a small amount of time. And also, he's always been a really good defensive coach, and that's what we're seeing as well here with Mississippi State. Jackson says, IU always starts bad, then plays catch up during a season. Well, they actually had a good start because they wanted Xavier, beat Carolina. Now they've hit a rut. Jalen Hood-Schifino was hurt for 3 games, came back. And then Xavier Johnson gets hurt in the game against Kansas. So I want to fully judge them when they are fully healthy again. Where is College of Charleston? Well, I have College of Charleston in my Power 36, I think at 35-36. Kentucky keeps getting disrespected. They did lose the game, so it's okay that they're still in the top 25. They did beat Michigan, but they lost to Gonzaga and Spokane. Why is Wisconsin jumping so much for the Lehigh game? I agree. I think Wisconsin should be in the poll, but in the back part of that, maybe right above Marquette. When does Purdue lose a game? We'll see. Maybe on the road in the Big Ten in January. We'll have to wait and see. Nick's wants a quick Final Four prediction. I'm going to give you three of the four. Purdue, UConn, and Arizona are the three teams I feel the most confident about. Houston certainly has a great shot to be a host team in the city of Houston, but there's a lot of pressure involved in that. But I'd say they're in my next tier. I still really like I'm concerned about – oh, I like Kansas. Concerned about Virginia's scoring at times. Not sold on Texas, even though they're 2-0 without Chris Beard. I feel like the Alabama-Arkansas could get there. And if the bigs from UCLA can play well, the young bigs, UCLA certainly has the talent to get there. More than Baylor, Gonzaga, I even think Duke, Tennessee. So to me, that fourth, here in mid to late December, is from a group of UCLA, Kansas, Alabama, maybe Arkansas, Houston. That's probably that group of the fourth one I'm thinking of. Yes, I think Arizona should be ranked. I said that earlier. Arizona sports fan, you're coming in late. I have Arizona 3, so I agree with you. Okay. By Sports Doc, the Big Ten is, so complete the sentence game, deep, but with only one title contender, Purdue. Do I worry about Kansas' big man depth? Yes, against Purdue, UConn, Arizona. If they face any one of those three, I don't see them winning in March or early April. What do I think will be the most competitive league? To me, it's still always the Big 12 because it's a true round robin, which will change next year. It's a shame. But I'd still say the Big 12, even though it's not as strong at the bottom right now. And then I'd go Big 10. I actually think the SEC has the most Final Four possibilities. We'll see if they even get one, but, because you could make an argument for Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, maybe Kentucky, maybe. But those three, I think, certainly have a chance to get to the Final Four. Is Arizona State a threat to win the Pac-12? Are they a threat? Yes. Do I think they will? No. I'd say right now, I think they're going to finish either third or fourth. I think jostling with USC for third or fourth behind Arizona and UCLA. Could the Pac-12 get two teams in? No question. Arizona and UCLA have the goods to get to Houston. No question. Why does UConn and Houston get a free one seed? Free, nothing's free. If they're not going to play a ranked team the rest of the year. Well, first, let's see, because I think Memphis could be in this top 25. And I think at some point, well, first of all, that's not true. Marquette is ranked right now in the Big East. Could we see Xavier in there? Certainly. Could we see St. John's get in there at some point? Yes. Could we see Villanova turn their season around and get in there? Yes. Could Creighton turn their season around and get in there? Yes. But they at least have one in Marquette. I think Xavier will get ranked. So, there's going to be at least a handful. Thoughts on Michigan State once Malik Hall gets back from an injury? Then I think they're back to being a top five Big Ten team. No question about it. Let's see. Does Texas finish in the top three without Coach Beard, if that is what happens? Yes, they definitely can and probably will. Who's Purdue's biggest threat to win the Big Ten? I still believe it can be Indiana. I don't know how much I trust Illinois, but they certainly have the goods to do so. But I think it's going to be in that grouping. I'm not dismissing Michigan State yet as a title contender in the Big Ten. Is Bobby Hurley a coach of the year candidate? Yes. Could he get beaten out by his brother Dan Hurley? Yes. By the way, it's going to be incredibly difficult to hand out that award this year because I don't know how you discern, Hurley, both Hurleys, Matt Painter, Kelvin Sampson, Tommy Lloyd again, Tony Bennett, they're all going to be right there to win that. Bebo says, any frauds on this list? Let's wait and see. There could be. I don't know. I'm not going to say that yet. Who's my favorite for player of the year? Marky Fresh. It's Zach Edey. He's a double-double machine. He's impossible to stop. And he's going to have to go on a tailspin right now. He's leading the pack. There's a lot of good candidates, but he is the best candidate at this moment in time on December 19th. How many teams, CF says, will the Pac-12 get into the tournament? I'm going to say Arizona, UCLA, USC, Arizona State, USC. That's four. The other candidates after that are, can Oregon get their stuff together? Can Utah, which just has to be BYU, and can Colorado be in the mix? One of those three. I feel very confident in saying they're going to get four for sure. Can they get a fifth? That's what we don't know. But within that four, you've got two Final Four title contenders in Arizona and UCLA, an Arizona State team that certainly could get to the second weekend, and a USC team that I think could at least win a game. So do I think Wisconsin can win the Big Ten? No, I do not. I think in the tournament, yes. About time's upset about New Mexico and Utah State not making the cut. I think the Lobos have proven with the win at St. Mary's. USF, they've won a couple better games. Utah State, not there yet in terms of their schedule. Arkansas, good win against Oklahoma, yes. They got to get a little healthier, and then I feel comfortable saying that. Maddie wants – UConn's got to pass Purdue. Here's why once they get into conference play, it's not going to happen if they keep winning, because the Big Ten's tougher than the Big East. And I don't know why everyone's obsessed with it. I know it makes a big deal to be number one. I get it. First of all, Purdue's not going to run the table in the Big Ten. Could UConn in the Big East? Yes. Could Purdue in the Big Ten? No. Someone's going to beat Purdue. So you're going to get there more than likely. But you know what? They're both going to be number one seeds. And I'm telling you, UConn fans, what UConn wants right now is to be a one seed in the East Regional at Madison Square Garden. I was there Saturday. If UConn is at Madison Square Garden, book in a Final Four appearance. They're not losing Sweet 16 Elite Eight. Set it right here. If they're in the final, if they're in the East Regional as the one seed at Madison Square Garden, start making plans for Houston. And we know what's happened in Houston with UConn. 2011, they won it. So there you go. All right, we've gone quite a bit here. I appreciate everyone's time. I think we answered a lot of questions. So love it. We will be back on this platform after the holidays, engaging in rankings and Cats ranks. So we've got a lot coming for you here. Appreciate all of your interaction and engaging on this platform. Happy hoops. Happy holidays. We've had some great games. As you see upcoming, we get into conference play here a little bit before Virginia, Miami. And then you got some non-conference games, obviously, this week. That TCU Utah game is going to be pretty interesting. No question about it. You see Auburn staying on the West Coast after losing to USC. They're going up to Washington. The Bragging Rights game in St. Louis, Illinois versus Missouri later this week. So that'll be an intriguing one. And then after the holidays, everyone's going back into conference play for the most part. So it will definitely be intriguing, interesting, exciting, and some changes in these rankings. Thanks for your time, everyone.